President Trump is removing his director of the Secret Service, Randolph Allis, one day after the Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced her leave-taking. She said today she'll stay on that job until Wednesday. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us to talk about these, well, they're not comings and goings, they're goings and goings. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robin.
And what do we know about Randolph Allis and the decision to fire him?
Randolph Allis was a Marine general. He had been put into his position as the head of the Secret Service by John Kelly, the former Homeland Security head and former White House chief of staff, who, of course, has left. So he one thing I've been told by White House officials is that this is not necessarily connected to the departure of Kirstjen Nielsen, except for that it's a general house cleaning of the Department of Homeland Security, kind of getting rid of the Kelly people so that the president can put in people of his own. I've also been told that this move was in the works for 2 weeks and was not related to the recent security breach at Mar-a-Lago when that Chinese national armed with lots of hard drives and malware managed to get into the club.
Well, of course, people might leap to that conclusion because today was the day she appeared in court. So people might think there was some connection, but you say you're told not, and that no connection directly to the resignation.
I think it was a firing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was he asked for her resignation. She's been ready to give it for months and months.
Right.
But yes.
And the Secret Service director reports directly to her. Or did.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So maybe a general house cleaning. Well, speak of Nielsen for just a second, because she did speak to reporters, didn't take questions. She was leaving her home this afternoon and said she's committed to a smooth transition at DHS.
I share the president's goal of securing the border. I will continue to support all efforts to address the humanitarian and security crisis on the border. And other than that, I'm on my way to keep doing what I can for the next few days. So thank you all for being here.
Now she had implemented some of the Trump administration's most controversial policies, including separating families at the border. It wasn't enough?
No. And the president had expressed his frustration with her on many occasions. She'd been considered to be on thin ice for many, many months. But he would blame her for the spike in asylum seekers and illegal border crossings. She often would tell him that certain things that he wanted to do were unconstitutional or not legal. And the White House is bracing for some bad news on the border. The number of illegal border crossings in February was 76,000, and experts are expecting that number to be close to 100,000 for the month of March. And he wanted that stopped. And she, although she very vigorously carried out his wishes, she had a problem turning them into effective policy.
Yeah. Well, and Maggie Haberman of The New York Times is tweeting that one of the reasons that she didn't leave sooner, considering that she thought some of the things he wanted to do were, you know, unconstitutional, was because she knew, having implemented many of his demands, how she'd be treated by the general public, and was maybe a little worried about that. But she is leaving Wednesday. And talk about her replacement, at least her acting replacement.
Well, her acting replacement is Kevin McAleenan. He's not considered to be he's unlikely to be made the permanent DHS secretary. We've heard Rick Perry's name, the current energy secretary, mentioned Kris Kobach, who's a very hardline immigration ally of the president from Kansas. But McAleenan is not known to be a hardliner on immigration. He has talked about working cooperatively with Central American governments to try to stem the flow of asylum seekers. And he has actually talked about asylum seekers as vulnerable families who need more humanitarian treatment, not as scammers. The president often talks about the asylum system as a kind of grift. He doesn't believe that all those families are really running for their lives or leaving their homes because they're afraid of persecution. But I think that Kevin McAleenan is not going to be making policy. He's going to be carrying out Donald Trump's policy.
Yeah. And just in the few seconds we have, so it's pretty sure that he will be exiting soon. It doesn't sound like he's going to be a match for the Trump administration, but that's a lot of turnover.
It's a lot of turnover. Right now, three top cabinet positions are filled by acting secretaries, the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and Interior. Back in January, almost half the cabinet was. And then there are a lot of other acting positions at OMB, at the United Nations. But the president has said he likes this. He likes the turnover. He likes having people as acting instead of permanent secretaries. He thinks that gives him more flexibility. His critics would say, yes, that allows you to keep these people on a short leash.
NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you so much.
Thank you.